but the preoccupations of wakefulness do not cease. Instead, they join the jumble of subconsciousness that Blake shares with the Asgardian alter ego. There, the fears and pressures of two lives intermingle into a nightmare. Forsaken Asgard for the mudball earth, offspring, turning thy back on thy father.
No one likes you at the clinic, Blake. Get lost.
Aye, Odin, now thou see, 'tis Loki who is most loyal of thy sons. Loki, who shall be the heir to your throne?
I beg of you, Thor, don't let me live on Earth. I detest it there.
Odin, Loki, Sif!
I'm just waiting for you to foul up, Blake, so I can have the pleasure of firing you!
As Don Blake wrestles with the demons of his psyche, his subconscious turmoil emulates through the night like a current through the ether, attracting a demon of another stripe.
Hold thy monster! Thou must not destroy those I love!
Must not. It's a dream.
The creature, the dream dreaming. It's here. It's not a dream. I can't breathe. It's smothering me.
The demon trembles as a rush of emotional energy flows from his victim's subconsciousness into its body. The feedback is overwhelming, unlike any it has ever experienced before, for it is the dreams of a god upon which it feeds.
My cane! It's down by my bedside. If I could only reach it. If I could only reach it.
We will return with Thor number 307 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, look who's won some big bucks. Announcing the winners of the Mighty Marvel Win Yourself Some Big Bucks contest. Question 1. Who is your favorite Marvel superhero and why? For ages 10 and under. First prize, $2,500 cash. 2. Lisa Mote, age 9, Dallas, Texas.
My hero, Hulk is mighty mean. When his anger rises, he turns green. I think Hulk is incredibly neat, especially when he stomps his feet.
Question number two. Who is your least favorite Marvel character? And what can we do to improve him or her for ages 11 to 14? First prize, $2,500 cash. To High Jake Joe, age 14, of Akron, Ohio.
In old Marveldom, one falls in my disfavor. Submariner, he should learn to control his emotions and pride as much as tantrums do not befit a monarch of Atlantis.
Question three. How should the Marvel Universe change to face the challenges of the 1980s for ages 15 and older? First prize, $2,500 cash to Andy Bauer, age 19, of Georgetown, Indiana.
Nurture the child in each of us. We all mature, change, take on new responsibilities, and obtain greater knowledge. But do not let us lose our curiosity, open-mindedness, and faith in others. Help us live naturally and spontaneously in today's civilized world. Let us continue to dream.
Let's have a hearty chorus of congratulations to the above-named Big Buck winners. Marvel fans, you're the greatest! They're fun. They show how much you care, and they really do work. Stick 'em up! And help your parents quit smoking. 20 clever stickers for every part of the house. They'll make your parents laugh and help them kick their habit. Let's hear what satisfied customers have to say.
After my science teacher showed pictures of cancerous lungs, I just had to get my dad to quit smoking. A week after I put up the stickers, he quit for good. Now he can't thank me enough.
Damon Linkerhead, from age 11, Detroit, Michigan.
When I came home and found my kids had put your stickers around the house, I was so moved, I began to cry. I never dreamed how much they worried about my smoking. Thanks to my kids' love and your product, I was able to stop.
Mrs. Phyllis Bachman, age 36, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The decisions paid for themselves in less than a month. Both my parents quit smoking and then raised my allowance with the cigarette money they saved.
Richard Rizzo, age 9, Bronx, New York.
My mother used to smoke 2 packs a day. I was so afraid she'd get sick and leave me all alone. Your decals helped me tell her how much I felt. Since then, she hasn't had another cigarette.
Rachel Kleinman, age 13, St. Louis, Missouri. Stick 'em up and help your parents quit smoking for only $2.95. They're fun and easy to use. Just peel off the backs and stick 'em on up. Act now before they light up another smoke. Stick 'em up and help your parents quit smoking. Only $2.95. Money back guarantee. Send to Precise Decals, Department M, Box 3222, Lexington Hill Station, New York, New York, zip code 10022. Stick 'em up and help your parents quit smoking! We now return to Thor number 307. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Oh, thy monster! Thou must not destroy the ones I love! Thou must not! It's a dream!
The creature! It's here! It's
It's not a dream. I can't breathe. It's smothering me.
The demon trembles as a rush of emotional energy flows from his victim's subconsciousness into its body. The feedback is overwhelming, unlike any it's ever experienced before. For it is the dreams of a god upon which it feeds.
My cane, it's down. It's down by my bedside. If I can only reach it. If I can only reach it. There, I've got it.
A god thou must now contend with, not the mere mortal. The demon's hands, tangible where it clutched my face. At least I can bring my own might to bear against it. It slips through my fingers, intangible once more. No matter, the creature staggers back. Thou hast save me the trouble of hunting for thee, Nightspawn! Are my eyes deceived? The monster seems to be growing even as it flees! 'Tis true! It hath grown to twice its former stature! But why? Its size remained constant throughout the last night's battle, unless it hath drawn power from me in some dark manner. But power of what nature? It has sapped none of my godly strength. What then could it have been feeding upon? It attacked me whilst I slept. Had I not become Thor, what fate would have befallen me? By Odin's outcast eye, this must have been the creature that attacked Dr. Blake's patients. I dreamed of the creature just before it so cowardly struck. Could there be a connection? Would seem the demon feeds upon dreams like a leech, leaving only a dried husk of its victims. But what could have spawned such a monster? Sorcery of science! The dream researcher, yes, the dream researcher I met today might know the answer, or perhaps even be the answer.
Within moments, Thor is uptown at the dream researcher's laboratory.
The demon pursues me madly, as if I posed a threat to its very existence. No time to waste. I can make repairs later.
What is the meaning of this? What do you want?
I am Thor, God of Thunder. I must ask you to shut down thy machinery. Life itself is in jeopardy because of it.
You must be crazy. I cannot interfere with my patient's therapy. Their mental health is at stake. You are listening to a reading of Thor, number 307, May, the year 1981.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you. Jean-Michel Jarre, live in Paris, France. We've had a lot of international, as far as the live music is concerned, that we've played here tonight. A lot of international. We have had, of course, the United States, but we've also had Sydney, Australia, as well South America, going down as far as Chile, and also now Europe, Paris, France. All right, happy with that. Hopefully you are happy with that as well. What's important, you're having a good time listening to Late Night CKUW. Excellent if you are. All right. Something that I wish was known internationally. Why? I wish it was known all over the world. That's what I want to say. And what is it that I want to be known? World known. Why, it's comic book radio theater! If it only was world famous. I'll tell you what's world famous with me right now is I'm starting to have a really tight back. Quite the back pain. So I want to be done with this current reading. Physically, I'm nearly at my end and stuff like that. So, yeah. Instead of standing up and playing this keyboard and talking into the mics while reading, yeah, I like to sit down for a bit and take it easy. All right, but before I can take it easy, we must go hard way in completing comic book radio theater. I will finish up reading Thor number 307 from May of 1981. And when I'm at the finale, we will listen to music that was brand new. It was right there on the shelves at the record store. New in May of 1981, we had Samson. What's the significance of them? I'll tell you this. For Iron Maiden fans, you'll hear a young Bruce Dickinson. A young Bruce Dickinson. A year later, he would be in Iron Maiden, and it's not really up for argument. He's the greatest lead singer of Iron Maiden of all time. Like, in Iron Maiden, one of all their lead singers they had. He's being the greatest. Anyway, other than Samson, we'll hear from Canadian metalers. Bang Your Head to Anvil. We'll hear from Anvil as well. So Anvil, Samson, that's what we'll hear. A lot of metal coming at you. And a lot of nightmares, terrible dreams that are screwing with you mentally. Well, screwing with these people mentally. And, you know, the problem here is, could this spread? Not just across New York City, but the whole entire world. This is a problem. Thor's got to put an end to this. That's my hook. Keep you listening to Comic Book Radio Theater. I continue my reading of Thor number 307, published May of 1981. I will suit up that keyboard and get on the mic again. We do this late at night, Saturdays, CKUW 95.9 FM, comic book radio, theater. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
But what could have spawned such a monster? Sorcery or science? The dream researcher I met today might know the answer, or perhaps be the answer.
Within moments, Thor is uptown at the Dream Researcher's laboratory.
The demon pursues me madly, as if I posed a threat to its very existence.
time to waste. I can make repairs later.
What in the... What is the meaning of this? What do you want?
I am Thor, God of Thunder. I must have you shut down thy machinery. Life itself is in jeopardy because of it.
You must be crazy. I cannot interfere with my patient's therapy. Their mental health is at stake. Why would you? Just then, the dream demon bashes through the wall of the dream researcher's laboratory. Holy, what is it?
Doctor, in some arcane manner, your machine has given birth to a monster. Thou must deactivate thy machine now.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do as you say. There, I've shut down the main power.
Would seem to no avail. The demon still stands. Am I wrong about the creature's origin or nay? Tis no man-made device that empowers the demons. Tis the sleepers. With the resounding peal of my hammer, I have awoken thy sleeping patience. Behold, the demon reels as they to dream. They cease to dream. My stratagem worked. The demon dissipates into nothingness.
What is going on around here? What was that thing?
A nightmare come to life in some unknowable manner. As the machine rid your patients of their dark visions, the expelled energies fused into a malicious entity, drawn to other troubled sleepers in the vicinity. The demon fed upon their torment, growing ever stronger, and then acted upon the destructive impulses that exist in all men's subconsciousness.
I had no idea my machine could.
Verily, Doctor, thou art blameless of wrongdoing. Thou sought only to help thy fellow man by easing his mental suffering. But oft times the cure be more deadly than the disease. Perhaps man must learn to live with his nightmares, not cast them out.
The next day at the Westside Medical Clinic.
You're not gonna believe this, Don, but last night around 10 o'clock, all 9 of our mystery patients simultaneously came out of their trances. Not only that, none of them remembers a thing about what happened to them. What are we going to explain to the Board of Health? Beats me!
Tales of Asgard, home of the mighty Norse gods, in the chains that bind. Though it is often spoken otherwise, not all bliss is among the gods. Witness the faraway realm of Asgard, where evil Loki, half-brother of Thor, engages in a scene of explosive discord.
Enough! Enough! Enough, Signy! Enough! Is even the luxury of choosing my own raiment now denied me? Am I to be clothed and cuddled like some helpless infant?
But my husband, the choice of thy headdress is...
Mine! 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 Mine, woman, mine, and mine alone! Now fetch thee my horned helmet, that we may have an end to this idiocy at once!
I have it here, my lord. 'Twas the next article I would have offered.
Ah! At last Loki doth wear that which pleases him, regalia, befitting of the god of mischief! Woman, thou dost surely try my patience. I be sick of thy ignorant, incessant, infernal concern for my well-being. Can thou not leave me alone for even an instant?
I would do whatever would please thee, Loki, but what you ask is more difficult, considering we are chained as one.
Then we shall be chained no longer. Lord Odin did create this unnatural attachment as penalty for my conspiracy against the realm eternal.
Boop! That was an issue, Thor 275. Boop!
And Odin may end it. And by all the red demons I call brethren, end it he must now.
But the Allfather has decreed thy sentence length already, and 'tis expected of Signy that she watch over thee till it be done. That is a wife's duty.
A wife's duty indeed. I do wonder if thy concern would be so great if thou were aware of the many bawdy episodes I did partake in when thou were absent from Asgard. For many, many months you were absent from Asgard on a mission for Odin. The stunning Enchantress and the raven-haired Cornilla both did offer me their affection, and I did accept with practiced ease of one accustomed of feminine attentions.
Oh, spare me thy tales of infidelity, my husband. Doubtless they are but fabrications, spoke only to hurt me. Why, I may only guess.
See it as thy will, Signy. But know thee this, no longer will I be bound to thee in this manner. Now we be off to the palace royale, where I may confront Odin and demand the removal of these chains that have caused me so much agony. Come, and not a word upon the way.
But Loki!
No,
and at the palace in Piriol.
A bit higher, knave. Thou hast missed a spot. Tis not my desire to supervise thy armor polishing, but I'll not have my liege looking less than impressive at the precision viewing on the morrow.
A thousand pardons, my queen, but I desire audience with Almighty Odin, and was just refused entry to the royal throne room by his guards.
My husband wishes not to be disturbed.
Please, please, my lady, it be of the most utmost importance.
Very well.
Then being god of the trackless seas is not the solitary hardship I did think, eh, Agar?
Hey, Odin, I could regale thee for ages with tales of the ocean nymphs and their companionship, among other things, wink, wink. They have brought me in the wine dark depths. Tis a good life, my old friend.
My lord. I would have a word with thee.
Not now, Frigga. Canst thou not see I am in the midst of merriment?
It concerns Loki. He wishes to see thee at once.
He does? At once?
Sire! Forgive this unseemly intrusion, but I could not wait no longer.
Loki, please, please, Loki!
Your son, Odin?
Alas, yes. Alas, it is.
We will return with Thor number 307 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, what else we have here? Ooh. This is cool.
The Thing in Earthly Delights.
I've seen everything, but never. It's a UFO!
They're after us.
Our appetite for earthly delights will soon be satisfied. Prepare for liftoff.
Not so fast, bub. You're not taking anybody anywhere. If it's earthly delights you want for your trip, take these hostess fruit pies. Cherry for you, apple for your friend.
Later, after the Thing has untied the space invaders,
taste the light tender crust. In the fruit, real fruit filling, this must be what earthlings call delicious.
I always thought hostess fruit pies were out of this world, and now they are. You get a big delight in every bite of hostess fruit pies in apple and cherry.
a real slam dunker. Stuff shots. Be an elevator man. Amazing basketball booklet increases your jumping ability to 6 inches in 6 weeks. Free sports action poster with winner's secrets. Bonus 7 golden rules that can help you make the team. Be a real slam dunker for $2.95. Send to All-Star Sports Department M56 Wishing Well Circle, Pemfield, New York, zip code 14526. Be a real slam dunker! 204 piece Revolutionary War soldier set, $2.98. Two complete armies, every piece of pure molded plastic, each on its own base. Two complete armies, the British in solid red and the Americans in solid blue. Relive again the famous battles of the American Revolution from your own battle lines. Hours of fun for the whole family. These items range in size from 1 inch to 2.5 inch. 204-piece Revolutionary War Soldier Set, $2.98. Here's what you get. 36 Dragoons, 12 Shooting Infantrymen, 12 Marching Infantrymen, 12 Crouching Infantrymen, 12 Fifers, 12 Charging Infantrymen, 12 Sharpshooters, 12 Field Cannons, 12 Cannon Loaders, 12 Drummers, 12 Minutemen, 24 Mohawk Indians, 12 officers, and 12 Hessian troops. 204-piece Revolutionary War Soldier Set, $2.98. Rush today to Lucky Products Incorporated, Department R, P.O. Box 7205, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30328. Sorry, no COD.
No Canadian or foreign orders. Allow 5 to 6 weeks for delivery.
We now return to Thor number 307. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
I would have a word with thee.
Not now, Frigga. Canst thou not see I'm in the midst of merriment?
It concerns Loki. He wishes to see thee at once.
He does? At once?
Sire, forgive this unseemly intrusion, but I could no longer wait.
Loki, please, no! Loki, please!
Your son, Odin?
Alas, yes. Alas, it is. Thou hast not been given leave to enter the royal chamber, Loki. Satisfied with thy punishment already, thine? Thou dost incur my wrath at a most terrible price?
Nay, 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 sire, I don't!
With the merest thought I could have thee tied to a blazing spit to roast for an eternity in the Death Goddess's domain of Niflheim. Or chain thee to a meteor hurling you through the blackest space, there to freeze, becoming as rock thyself. Or mayhap, if Agar would permit, I could offer thee bound as was slowly consumed as substance for sea-dwelling creatures. Or if thou prefer a swifter end, I could allow four of my stallions to render you limb by limb, limb from limb.
Sire, please, show me no more. I can bear it no further. Before casting me out, hear what Loki has to say to thee.
I beseech thee, Odin, free me. This unholy bondage to Signy, I beg thee. And why should I commute such sentence, Prince of Mistress?
Adopted though I be, and I have suffered enough. I, as hath Signy, if thou hast no pity for me, sire, at least be merciful with her who doth share my fate.
Suffered! Thou hast brought only suffering and shame since first I did claim thee as a babe from that slain storm giant. I rue that day, Loki.
I, Odin, always have I been little in thy eye because I was not true blood son. Always in the shadow of Thor.
The thunder god is gallant while thou art cowardly. Noble, while thou art deceitful, that has little to do with blood.
Think thou these words do not wound? That I am untouched by thy scorn?
My son, in the past thou hast committed grievous sins enough to warrant punishment for an eternity. But this day, thy words have touched my heart. I am father as well as liege, and I am a forgiving father.
The chains! They have vanished! I be free at last! Free at last!
But thy penance is not yet complete, because the sight of thee still pains me. I do banish thee from Asgard to an outpost to the realm's furthest border. There you thou remain at my command to contemplate thy misdeeds until released. And woe be unto thee, Loki, if thou art not there when I choose to look in on thee.
Mm-hmm.
desire. Let me thank you, thank thee for thy mercy on behalf.
Away, Signy! Thou, too, art reminder of the pain Loki brings, though I have separated thee from him.